This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Today marks the start of Comic-Con, the huge comic and entertainment convention usually held in San Diego, California. Organizers would normally be expecting around 130,000 fans from more than 80 countries to attend, often dressed up as their favorite superhero or comic character. This year, the entire festival has gone online. It is the first time in Comic-Con's 50-year history that the in-person event has been canceled, Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
For starters, there'll be no fans in amazing costumes packing the San Diego Convention Center. Anyone can watch the panels and presentations for free, rather than having to compete to get an expensive day pass. There also won't be industry meetings. David Glanzer, the spokesperson for Comic-Con, says the event is as important for deals as it is for fans.
There's a great deal of business that occurs during the weekend of Comic-Con in San Diego. It's different, but we're, you know, trying to bring some of this stuff online. It's a new experience for us, but we hope it'll be as fun, but in a virtual format.
Things like this video are supposed to give fans a taste of what they would hear on site while they're watching at home.
Hello, everyone. So great to see you all. Please be careful when you're getting off the escalators. And from your security team, welcome to Comic-Con.
For some fans, that might feel like a letdown. But for others, like Samantha Nazario, it's an opportunity. She lives in Brooklyn. She couldn't have afforded the flights and hotel to go in person. She's looking forward to watching the panels and the events live online with her fan community.
It's super important, especially I think in these times, to be able to have that type of experience again, but to not limit it just to people who can afford it.
No people waiting in long lines to spend on food and merchandise means no income for vendors. Last year, 17,551 hot dogs were sold at the San Diego Convention Center. Emily Hummel is one of four creators of Con Rangers. They normally sell merit badges at a booth. Dedicated convention goers can buy them for $6 a pop to mark accomplishments like bumping into a celebrity or making a new friend in line. This year, that might mean making a friend in a chat room while waiting for a live stream to start. The convention's created an online marketplace, but for Hummel, it's not quite like being there.
It's gutting to think that it's not happening. And so I have to be like, okay, well, at least we're still going to have this little portion of it.
San Diego gets about $149 million in economic benefit from Comic-Con. For the convention itself, making the online event free to anyone means a big financial hit. It had enough saved to weather this year, Glanzer says, but the future is uncertain.
We'll know more, I assume, as the months progress and we find out what the situation is health-wise, nationally and globally, because right now it still seems to be very much up in the air.
Comic-Con at Home runs through Sunday. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.